Tactic. In knowledge management, strategy is like a well-thought-out plan that includes specific goals and measurements for success. It's not about deciding if a goal is worth pursuing. The organization's vision and purpose determine that. The strategy simply maps out the route to reach that goal. Mixing up strategy with vision can confuse and weaken your organization's focus. Therefore, your knowledge management strategy needs to acknowledge the critical role of leadership, considering these key points. 1. Leadership within an organization isn't just for top executives, it belongs to the whole organization. 2. Leadership means the organization's ability to adapt, innovate, and work smarter. 3. Knowledge is about being able to act effectively. 4. Leaders help organizations grow and evolve by empowering them to gain more knowledge and make meaningful changes. Knowledge management is not a straightforward process. Unlike technology, which is organized and fast, knowledge development is messy and slow. It doesn't follow a clear path. Instead, it grows naturally. It's important to differentiate between data and knowledge. Data consists of facts and observations grouped. On the other hand, knowledge is the skill of using data effectively for practical purposes. So, while technology can be neat and quick, the journey of knowledge is chaotic yet purposeful. The value of knowledge management. Some argue that knowledge management is merely a passing trend, another term thrown around in business. However, in today's competitive landscape, the value of knowledge management is undeniable. It's widely accepted that, first, stock prices reflect a company's intellectual assets. Second, real-life examples demonstrate how effectively managing knowledge boosts competitiveness. Third, knowledge management marks an important step forward in business process development. Knowledge management serves two primary functions within organizations. Firstly, it aims to spread existing knowledge throughout the organization, and secondly, it facilitates the creation of valuable new knowledge. Those tasked with managing these functions understand the challenge of encouraging individuals to willingly share what they know. Knowledge cannot be extracted forcefully, it must be shared voluntarily. Many organizations struggle due to a lack of a supportive culture for open knowledge sharing, despite its critical importance. Intellectual capital, encompassing human, social, and structural aspects, relies heavily on this culture of knowledge exchange to function effectively within an organization. Understand intellectual assets. Human capital. This refers to the collective skills, expertise, and memories of all your employees. Structural capital. This includes all the intellectual property owned by your organization, such as patents, copyrights, rules, procedures, and documentation. Social capital. This encompasses the network of trust-based relationships within your organization that facilitate the sharing of knowledge and ideas. Knowledge management involves creating and maintaining systems that help knowledge grow and spread. Different approaches to building a knowledge management strategy generally agree with this idea. 1. To talk about knowledge management, first, let's clarify what we mean. 2. Knowledge management involves taking action to create and add value. 3. The best ways to manage knowledge smoothly integrate with existing ways of doing things. 4. People, not just procedures, are the ones who generate and share knowledge. 5. Making knowledge management work requires measuring its impact. 6. Lasting benefits from knowledge management often need changes in how your organization operates. Process. It's crucial to emphasize that knowledge management goes beyond technology. Despite software and IT companies marketing their products as knowledge management solutions, knowledge itself is a human endeavor, not a technological one. Individuals create knowledge independently, but it's shared and learned socially. For organizations aiming to promote knowledge growth and sharing, the focus should be on developing processes that inspire individuals to create knowledge and facilitate groups in sharing it, emphasizing human interaction over reliance on technology. Using technology makes it easier for people to communicate and share knowledge. However, at the end of the day, sharing knowledge is personal and depends on relationships. Notice how people often meet and chat in hallways. Corridors are places where social interaction happens. People aren't like computers. They don't store data. Instead, they hold on to memories through experiences and situations. If you ask someone to describe a wedding ritual, you might get a blank look. However, if you inquire about their own wedding, you'll likely hear an animated, somewhat disorganized account that naturally includes details of the ritual. This illustrates how our memories are tied to personal experiences and the context in which they occur, rather than straightforward facts. Champion context over data. Capturing knowledge faces a significant hurdle. While data can be easily stored, preserving its context is far more challenging. Surprisingly, the focus has shifted toward the data itself, which is less vital compared to understanding its context. To restore this balance, organizations must create user-friendly systems to gather and maintain context. These systems should be straightforward, accessible, and designed to feel as intuitive as possible. Western philosophy, particularly Cartesian thought, has greatly influenced theories of knowledge management. These theories often split the world into dualistic components, such as the knower and the known, treating them as separate entities. This perspective is evident in how organizations are seen as entities that gather information externally and then process it internally. While this viewpoint is not entirely inaccurate, it falls short when it comes to explaining innovation. Unveil the dynamics of innovation. Innovation isn't just about gathering and processing information. It emerges from the interplay of two types of knowledge, tacit and explicit. Tacit knowledge, which is personal and context-specific and resides in people's minds, contrasts with explicit knowledge found in documents and databases. These forms of knowledge complement each other, with tacit knowledge providing depth and context, while explicit knowledge offers clarity and accessibility, ultimately fostering innovation through their interaction. Tacit knowledge, acquired through hands-on experience rather than formal instruction, played a critical role when Mitsushita Electric endeavored to perfect a bread machine. Despite the machine's ability to knead dough like expert bakers, the resulting bread lacked flavor. To understand why, Mitsushita sent engineers to apprentice under skilled bakers in Osaka. One apprentice made a key observation: the bakers twisted the dough instead of simply stretching it. This subtle yet significant technique, overlooked by the machine's designers, illustrates how respecting and learning from tacit knowledge can drive innovation. Measures of performance or progress. Knowing whether knowledge management works requires measurement. Without metrics, it's like dealing with a mysterious craft. But here's the catch: knowledge itself is intangible and personal, making it impossible to measure directly. The key is to focus on measuring and managing the environment and the people involved in developing, preserving, creating, and sharing knowledge. This way, we can better understand and improve how knowledge flows within an organization. The balanced scorecard is a popular method in business for managing knowledge. It breaks down into four categories or perspectives. One of these is called learning and growth, which focuses on the most important factors that drive progress. 1. Employee skills and abilities. 2. Information technology systems. 3. Drive, empowerment, and team alignment. Improve employee development in corporations. In many corporations, employee success is commonly evaluated based on metrics like satisfaction, retention, and productivity, assuming that happier employees are more likely to stay longer and perform better. However, these assessments often neglect the critical need for employee retraining. Today, some organizations are enhancing their performance evaluations by incorporating reskilling measures to monitor progress in adapting to new challenges. This approach ensures that employees have the necessary skills to excel in evolving environments and contribute effectively to overall objectives. Information systems are essential for organizations because they enable improvements in processes, redesign efforts, re-engineering projects, and systems like total quality management, TQM. These systems also help measure how capable an organization is of managing its information effectively. First, the time it takes to complete a cycle. Second, how easily cost information is accessible. Third, how readily customer information is available. Assess employee contribution. Metrics evaluating motivation, alignment, and empowerment aim to gauge whether employees are willing, capable, and actively contributing. While these qualities are abstract and not directly measurable, organizations can assess outcomes to conclude. Common metrics include 1. Number of suggestions per person, 2. Proportion of suggestions put into action. 3. Time taken for a process to improve by 50%. 4. How individual and team goals align with the organization's goals. 5. Measures of how well teams are performing. Effective knowledge management is essential but often misunderstood. Knowledge isn't just about data or technology, it's the ability to act and achieve. A successful knowledge management strategy requires a clear, measurable goal that encourages both creating and sharing knowledge. There are two main types of knowledge: tacit, gained from experience, and explicit, learned from books or formal education. Innovation occurs when these two types of knowledge interact. While knowledge creation is personal, sharing knowledge is a social process. Therefore, a good knowledge management strategy should create an environment where individuals feel empowered to generate new knowledge and have the means to share it with others. Key points. 1. Knowledge management is a strategic plan to share and enhance knowledge, prioritizing human interaction over technology. 2. Effective leadership drives organizational adaptability, innovation, and the smart use of knowledge. 3. Knowledge isn't just data, it's the skill of using information effectively for practical purposes. 4. Organizations must value and encourage the voluntary sharing of knowledge to succeed in managing intellectual assets. 5. Innovation emerges from the interplay of tacit, experiential, and explicit, documented, knowledge. 6. Knowledge management success requires measuring the impact on the environment and people, not just the knowledge itself. 7. Open knowledge sharing relies on empowering individuals to generate and share new knowledge.